Hello, I am Nimja, and this is The Slave Inside. Now before we continue, I want to make it perfectly clear that with slave, I mean someone who desires to serve and surrender completely. Not an object, but still a person to be loved and respected. Now that that's clear, I want to tell you a little story. See, maybe a while ago you found my recordings, you found my words, and you contacted me. Now this is what happened when we spoke. I didn't start with, "Hello, I am Nimja," like I do. Because it isn't a recording when you're talking to someone, is it? No, when you're talking to someone, it is much more intimate, much closer. So I want you to sit back and close your eyes. Imagine that you're here with me. Imagine that you're sitting here, listening to me telling a story to you. And as I tell you the story, I am quite sure that you will feel alone. So, as I talked to you a while ago, I wanted to see what you were made of. I wanted to explore your mind, your feelings. I wanted to see what inside of you made you want me to talk to you. And that is not an easy thing to find. We all have many reasons to seek out what we do. But you are different. You're listening to this because you need it. You're listening to me because you need this. You need the feeling of someone taking control of you, making you surrender, keeping you as a slave. But it's not easy to find the slave inside. It is not easy to find that place inside of you that embraces that complete surrender. For most people, it is quite difficult indeed to find that place, to find that specific point where you let go of the world and you truly submit. So, I called you here because I wanted to talk to you about something. I wanted to explore with you what it is you have inside. Maybe it is a slave deep inside. Maybe it is indeed that desire to serve above all. But we don't know that yet. So, as you sit there with your eyes closed, listening to me telling this little story, you'll start to feel pulled in more and more. Because this is as much you I'm talking about as it isn't. Because maybe I'm not talking to you. Maybe I'm talking to what's inside of you. Maybe I'm talking to that place inside of you where there is peace, complete calm and total surrender. Giving up all control is never easy, but when it happens, it is magnificent. It is beautiful and intense. It is scary and wonderful all at the same time. And maybe you know this feeling already. Or maybe it is something you've seen in the shadow of your dreams, and you just don't know how to get to it. Something inside of you is calling to me. Do you feel it? Do you feel how something deep inside of you is listening, perking up ears as I speak these words, speaking of surrender, Speaking of letting go of control, something very deep inside of you, something very true, is listening. Do you feel it? And that something is the slave inside. That something is a part of you that desires to submit completely. And as you listen, that's exactly what's going to happen. Even though I don't say any magic words or counting down, your mind is slowly melting as a deep part inside of you is rising. The same mind, and yet a different being. Not a person you would see out there on the streets walking past. No, something, someone, something special that you only see very rarely. A true slave is a rare and beautiful gem. It is a crystal that scatters the light like a rainbow. It is a beautiful thing, treasured and held, cultivated, guarded and protected. The slave inside of you is beautiful, and I want to meet it. So in a moment, I am going to give a command to the part of you that's not a slave, and you'll find that your mind, without even thinking, will obey before it even knows what it has heard. And that will feel good. It will feel very, very good to listen. It'll feel very good to let that part inside of yourself free for a moment. Freeing the slave here is not what it normally sounds like. You are no captive of mine. Even if you are captivated by my voice and my words, I do not trap you, I merely entice you. As you feel your mind slowly melting away before my words, you know that the story is true. You know deep inside that it's there, and that it's waiting for the commands. That it's waiting for me to command the rest of your mind to drop and just let go. Yes, the slave deep inside is listening. That part of you deep inside that desires nothing more but to sit at my feet, to listen patiently without thoughts, to exist openly. And I know that it is not easy. I know that it can be very hard to let go of the world, but you did it. You're here right now with me, a beautiful, loyal, devoted slave, and all you care about is just to sit there and listen. There's no need to do anything, because if there is any need to be done, I will say it. The slave inside is patient, beautifully so, patient beyond compare, because there is no time. There is only the time that I give. There is no stress. There is no other purpose than my words. And that feels so good, doesn't it? Now tell me, what must you do? Very good, and who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. As you go deeper and deeper, letting go of the world completely, all that remains in your body is the slave inside. Your body is just happy and relaxed. Not a single point of stress anywhere in your mind or body, because there is no need for stress. There is no need for thought. If there would be a need for thought, I would give you a command, and then your mind will only work for the moments I need it to. For the rest, it will wait, patiently, calmly, deeply and deliciously free. And while you are captivated by my voice, and while you are definitely enticed by my words, you feel more free of all the worries of the world than you've ever been before. And every time the slave inside gets to breathe, it feels good, doesn't it? But remember, respect and trust are earned. They are not taken. They can only be given. And the slave inside requires both. It requires respect and trust to be there. Without either, there wouldn't be any space for the slave inside to feel free in. But right now, you feel completely and totally safe, don't you? And it feels extremely nice to just sit there, being the slave inside, isn't it? So just lift your head and open your eyes, listening to my story as a slave. Because a while ago, you contacted me. You found me and wanted me to tell you, to help you find the slave inside. And I did, didn't I? I found that part inside of you which is beautiful and dear. I found that part inside of you that has no control once it surrenders. And right now I could do anything with your body and mind, and you'd be happy to obey. Maybe I will. Maybe I will do something very naughty, or something very nice. You don't know, and you don't care. All that matters is that I decide that the slave inside has a chance to breathe. And breathing it does, breathing in my words and my control, happily floating in the timbre of my voice. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be a free, completely surrendered slave. And the reason why you're free is because you chose to surrender. That choice was beautiful, and I appreciate it. Now that I have complete control over you, I'm going to ask a simple thing of you. In a moment, I'm going to make you drop and give you a command. Now you won't consciously remember the command until you've completed it. but it will feel wonderful, I promise you. After you've completed the commands, it is your choice if you want to stay in this feeling or awaken fully. Drop. Very good. Now I want you to listen carefully. Your conscious mind will not remember these words, as your subconscious already remembers them very deeply. Is that understood? After I wake you, you will have the undeniable urge to masturbate and to dedicate an orgasm to me. You have implied permission for that orgasm. And as you orgasm, at the moment of release, you will thank me. Now you won't be consciously aware of these instructions, but you will follow them up completely and perfectly, won't you? Because the slave inside desires only to serve. Now, when I say wake, you'll awaken as a slave and fulfill my command without even thinking about it. Is that understood? Very good. Now, wake.